harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life's giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Savior. The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the mission trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a very pleasant greeting to all who are in tune with the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. I am indeed happy to be back with you again at this time, and I hope that each of you are enjoying the rich blessings of God, both temporal and spiritual, wherever you may be. For our consideration at this time, please look at this scripture in Luke chapter 14 and verse 28. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? In most any endeavor to which you might turn your hand, you will find a certain cost involved to finish the project, especially is this true in constructing a tower or building. First, a wise man will sit down and estimate the expense of such a structure. If it is to be made of steel, he will need to know the price of such steel and where it can be obtained. If it contains concrete, he will need to know how much per yard this will cost delivered to his particular location. There will be dirt to be moved, so here the men and mighty earth-moving machines will be necessary. And of course, by this time, he has only figured the cost of part of the structure. Then there will be the windows, the bricks, the lumber, in addition to the electrical wiring, the plumbing, and all the furnishings to complete a finished building. And besides all this, the cost of the labor to erect the structure, which in most cases is no small sum. Now, if this all be true in the natural expense of a structure, and we know that it is, how much more is this true in the spiritual? One might say, well, I thought eternal life and the gift of God was free. That is true, my friends. It is free. And no amount of earthly money can buy satisfaction and peace of mind which only God can give. But there is also an obligation on the part of the believer. And this means for one to follow the path of righteous living, he will find it necessary to lay aside the weights and sins of this life. And consequently, there will be a cost involved. This cost will be estimated in self-denial and endurance to the end of this life. In recent weeks, as I've driven along the highway, I've noticed young men dressed for running a race, sprinting along the road. Sometimes a few will be ahead and others will be coming along behind. Now, what are they doing running along the highway? Well, simply this. They are testing their ability to endure and increase their perseverance to run a race. Now, not all of those who enter a race are going to win a prize. It will only be to those who are able to suffer great endurance and hardship. Do you suppose one of these road runners would appreciate me stopping my car with a question, "Would you like a ride?" I'm sure he would not want a ride. Even though he might be weary with the race, he would probably think, if not say, "Why, you silly fella, no, I'm practicing for a race." But take a look now at the 29th verse. "Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him." How embarrassing and humiliating this must be to begin a building and yet leave it half finished. For many years right here in our city of Guthrie stood a building partially finished as a silent witness that someone began to build a fine hospital but was unable to finish it. However, in recent years this building was completed under a different management. But I wonder, how many listening to the sound of this broadcast have at one time or another in life made a decision to heed the call of God, to give themselves without reserve into His hands? Now look at this 30th verse, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Listen, friends, what is it that is standing in your path today and obstructing your entrance into a joyful life filled with peace and happiness? Is it the pleasures of this life, the professed friends, or earthly gain? If so, let me assure you, there is nothing quite equal to the value of your soul. Take a look at this verse in Matthew 16:26. "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Now, if you would count up the cost and be willing to give it all for the peace of God, there will be victory forthcoming shortly. Then, even in the hard things of life, you will have peace. Listen to this beautiful song by Lynn and Alma Carver and Arnett and Genevieve Carver. I hope it will be a blessing to you.
Father, do you know the Savior, who is wondrous and kind and true? He's the rock of your salvation. There's honey in the rock for you. Oh, there's honey in the rock, my brother. There's honey in the rock for you. Do you walk in the way that's new? Have you drunk from the living fountain? There's honey in the rock for you. Oh, there's honey in the rock, my brother. There's honey in the rock for you. Surely answer, there's honey in the rock for you. Oh, there's honey in the rock, my brother. There's honey in the rock for you.
For you.
Leave your sins for the blood to cover. There's honey in the rock for you. the streets and byways. Preach the word to the many or few. Say to every fallen brother, there's honey in the rock for you. Oh, there's honey in the rock, my brother. My brother, there's honey in the rock for you. For you, leave your sins for the blood to cover. There's honey in the rock for you.
Here now is Francis with some interesting correspondence from the letter exchange.
Here is one from some saints who live in Missouri, but the letter was mailed in Illinois. To the Mission Trail, dear Brother Willie and Sister Francis, we truly believe the broadcast is doing a good work. As we received the pages, it did our hearts so much good to hear of the Church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. We want to send a little to keep it going. We appreciate the messages mailed to us. From Louisiana, was glad to get your little note and a copy of the broadcast. It was wonderful, and I plan to take it and read it to some of my sick and shut-in friends when I visit them. From Kansas, dear Brother Willie and family, greetings in Jesus' dear name, for He has been so good to us. Last night, as we were sitting reading in Acts of the Apostles and waiting for time to roll around for your hour of service, I thought maybe I should write and tell you how we look forward to this time, always wondering what the subject will be and who you will have on the program with you. We find it to be an inspiration, and may you be able to continue on and your efforts be far-reaching for the glory of God and the edifying of many souls.
Let us pause now for prayer. Our Father, take the words of the message today and carry them by Thy Spirit directly to the hearts of those who are receptive to the gospel. May they serve to strengthen and encourage each one to count well the cost and finish their lives with victory, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Friends, if you enjoy this quarter hour, why not let us know about it? Then we can know you are listening. Just address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Another thing which might be of interest is the fact that we're now mailing each week the printed copies of this message to those who request them. There is no charge for this weekly service. This is now being done by offset printing equipment. So send us your name and address to be added to our regular list of those who receive these each week. They are free with no obligation on your part. We do desire that you would continue to pray with us, that God will make this message a blessing to all, and that He will supply the means to continue this work of faith. Let me close now with the words of this little poem. Temptations come to one and all, and many in their weakness fall, and fail to find a place of rest among the mansions for the blessed. Some fall when it is darkest night, and some when everything looks bright. Some fall in storms and drifting snow, and some when gentle breezes blow. Because they could not then resist old Satan, when he did insist upon his way, God felt inclined to send His Son to save mankind. Until next Friday night, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy.
And Francis.
Saying a very pleasant good night.